It is Ash Wednesday. It is the beginning of Lent. Symbols of ashes and bread and fruit of the vine. Symbols of purple and burying and crosses. Symbols of faith. Words of prayer. So I invite you to a holy Lent where you share your alms, your gratitude, your gifts, your treasures. But don't be like the hypocrites. A story. About 15 years ago, I was ordained and in a local church, maybe more like 20 years ago. And I thought, okay, I'm going to give up pop for Lent this year. That was when I drank a lot of Diet Pepsi. And so I went, okay, I'll give up pop. Well, the thing is, I wasn't following the scripture. Because everybody knew that I gave up pop. And everybody knew how hard that was. And everybody knew that I was being a hypocrite. You see, our Lenten disciplines are between us and God. Well, you can talk about it and share it with others, but don't be hypocrites about it. The year I gave up pop, I was a hypocrite. I couldn't wait for Easter to get here so that I could have a Diet Pepsi again. You see, we belong to God, and symbols of our faith fill us. So, this year, let's be about a holy Lent. Let's focus on what Lent is about, because it's about refocusing ourselves on God. So maybe we want to fast from unkind words. Maybe we want to add a letter writing time. Maybe we want to let somebody know how much we appreciate them, to send a note of thankfulness. Maybe we want to fast from being mean. And maybe we really want to add forgiveness. Maybe we want to start an intentional prayer time. Maybe we want to pray for those who are really hard to pray for that cause us pain. Maybe we want to give so much that it hurts. Maybe we want to cultivate a life of gratitude. See, whatever we do, it will be a holy Lent. It will be a Lent filled with God and grace and hope and love. So I invite you to a holy Lent, sharing together. Amen.